Welcome to the University of Law podcast and to our next episode in our new series of online studies. My name is Navdeep Chauhan. I'm an online programs director here at the University of Law. And with me today, I have Laurie, who's our program and student lead. Hi, Laurie.
Hello, Navdeep. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. Tell us a bit about yourself, Laurie.
Well, Nav, I have a background that encompasses both business and academics. I do have a PhD in business studies, but I've spent 20 years working as a management consultant. I've been with the University of Law now about 3 years as I've come full circle back into academia. So I'm really excited to be here with you and discuss a little bit about our online studies.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to have you with me today. So we're all busy balancing work, life, and study. Why do you think online study here is to stay? And what are some of the barriers students overcome by studying online?
Well, I think there are a lot of benefits to studying online. I know that our students live very busy lives. Online study allows our students to work around other commitments and to work at times that are convenient for them. We understand many of our students have caretaker responsibilities, they have work commitments, many of them are doing both. Online study allows them to better fit education into a busy schedule. One thing that's worth noting about our online studies is that our students have full access to the ULaw services that face-to-face students enjoy. So they have access to meetings with faculty, they have access to our employability team, they have engagement with student union activities, they can access library services, they can access well-being counselors. So really, most every service we offer to our face-to-face students, we also make available to our online students. But to go back to benefits, another benefit, I think, to studying online is that there's a saving in both time and money as opposed to commuting to and from our campuses. Many of our students don't live very close to our campuses, and they might spend 2 to 3 hours a day commuting. From the online campus, you save that time. You stay home, you stay at your work site, you take your classes as needed, but it only takes the time of the class period away from your schedule. It doesn't involve 2 to 3 hours of commuting on top of that. It also saves students a lot of money, as the cost of commuting in the UK can be quite expensive. I think there are a lot of reasons students might choose to study in the online campus.
I think you're absolutely spot on, Laurie. I've seen this myself when I've been delivering online sessions, particularly around the affordability. And actually, that neatly puts me on to the next question. So at the moment, we're in a cost of living crisis. Lots of applicants may be concerned about balancing cost of programs with cost of living. And we're seeing a lot of that in the media at the moment. So from your perspective, Laurie, What are your thoughts around the affordability of online learning? Is it worth the investment?
I think it definitely is. Our online programs, there are a number of ways in which students can save. Our online programs cost less than our on-campus programs. So that's one saving right off the bat. But there are additional savings with the lack of commuting. Commuting can cost a student 20, 30 pounds a day or more. There's no need for that. Many students would need to leave home to move closer to a campus where the program is offered. By staying at home, they can save a considerable amount on living expenses. And this particularly applies to international students who come from countries with lower available salaries, and the cost of studying in the UK, if they had to pay for living expenses, might be prohibitive. They can study from home. They can live at home. The online campus tuition is a bit less, and they can really get a world-class education at a reasonable cost.
I think that's a really good point, Laurie. And I think the other issue, I get this from some of my students as well. They talk about being able to balance it with work and what they're doing at the moment. And actually, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. I have my views on this. We get lots of applicants, a student asking whether they can really continue to work and have time to study for their programs with us. I have my view on it and my experiences. Laurie, but I want to hear from you first. What do you think? What would you tell prospective students who are thinking about undertaking study, but also balancing that with work commitments?
I think that is an excellent question, Nav. And this is a question that comes up over and over again for our students, both currently on programs as well as those considering it. We have a lot of flexibility on our programs, but I think students need to be realistic about the time they have available to study. If you're working a full-time job, if you're taking care of young children, I think it's not very realistic to take on a full-time program to study online. However, we offer, most all of our programs are offered part-time as well. And I think that is a very feasible option if you're considering pursuing your postgraduate degree. Our options for study online are flexible. We have multiple intake dates to help you with your work-life balance. So if you find that you've got a difficult work schedule in the autumn, you can start your program in February or June. We have 3 intakes a year, so that gives you some options on where you can fit that in with your other commitments. You should seriously consider whether you want to do full-time or part-time. If you're working full-time, a full-time program is very difficult. It's also a full-time commitment. So I think taking advantage of our part-time programs is a really smart move for a lot of people working full-time. Now, if you're taking a full-time program, you're going to commit to about 4 credit modules per term. The part-time programs will commit to 2. And if we put that into terms of how much time that will take per week, an average module will take up roughly 10 hours a week of your time. 1 hour of that being a live session, the other 9 hours being independent study. So the independent study hours you can do at any time of the day or night, any day of the week. Those are completely yours to decide how it fits into your busy schedule. Anybody working full-time and studying part-time, they can expect to put in 20 hours per week or so on their studies, with 2 of those hours being live sessions, the other 18 hours being flexible hours they can fit in where it suits them best. So studying at the online campus offers students a lot of flexibility to work at their own pace and around other commitments within given deadlines. Okay. But students have the ability to access a lot of our services 24/7. So the library is open around the clock, 7 days a week. Many of our study skills services are available around the clock, 7 days a week. Some of our services might be offered during business hours, so you might have to ask for meetings during those times. But the library and basic study skills are available to you whenever you want to work on them.
I think that's really well put, Laurie. I often get asked this very same question. And I think for applicants to feel confident and comfortable, they'll be joining cohorts of students who are in the same position as them. As you know, Laurie, we have lots of students who are balancing work with study. They could be running their small businesses, could be working for large corporations, could be in the UK, could be overseas. So a real mix of profiles which make up our online programs. But that's really helpful, Laurie. Thank you. And just thinking a bit around the evolution of online learning, there's lots of versions of online learning that's been offered in the UK by universities. From your experience and your background, we hear a lot of people talk about the differences between distance learning and online learning. What are some of the differences for you, and how are we different as a university in delivering online learning?
I think that's a great question, Nav. I think if we look back at the evolution of distance learning originated as sort of learning via correspondence, learning by mail, where programs and materials were sent to students via post, and then essays, exams were sent back via post. A lot of the early distance learning programs had elements of residential attendance. So maybe students had to come to campus to take exams. Online learning, especially in the sense of how ULaw does it, is a completely online program. There's no residential access required at all. And it's a program that tries to offer everything that the face-to-face programs offer to students, but in an online format. So, for instance, the programs that students take, the courses they pursue, are exactly the same as what our students are pursuing in the face-to-face community. The differences being that we have activities which are done in a classroom in the face-to-face campuses are done via individual activities online and take advantage of the online technology. But we have full community access to our students who are in our online campus. We have full access to lecturers. We have live sessions once a week where the students have an opportunity to connect with the tutors, to ask questions, to relate topics and discussions to their assessments. We have lots of opportunities in our online platform for students to connect with other students. We have discussion boards. We have other ways to connect students in the online campus. But behind every program, behind every module the student takes, there is a real person assigned to support them. So it's not an impersonal online engagement. You have a real lecturer available to you. If you cannot attend live sessions, we have recordings of the sessions that you can watch when it's convenient for you. And every one of our lecturers has an office hour available where you can meet with them and ask detailed questions or ask for explanations of different concepts. We also offer all of the advantages of an online course, including our employability services, our career support, study skills services, library access, well-being services. Every one of our services that are offered to on-campus students, with, I guess, the exception of the cafeteria, every other one of the services is available to our online campus students.
Fantastic. And it's really interesting when we're looking at online learning, some of the students have actually shared with me how impressed they've been with some of the additional services that we offer, such as the program development coach and the student journey advisors. So I think our message actually to a lot of listeners is it's not just studying online, but it's also the additional support and services that go into the online programs. And a lot of students who may feel like they might be isolated or alone, actually, you're forming part of an online family where we have lots of students who are in the similar boat and staff who understand some of those challenges and concerns. So that's a really exciting place to be. Laurie, thank you for that. That's really helpful. And I know we've touched on this already around our students and their profiles, but from your experience as an online lecturer, as a module leader, now leading and managing some of our online programs, what type of students do we typically attract? What type of students are studying with us at University of Law?
Oh, goodness. There is such a wide variety of students in our online campus. Our students range across all industries. Some have business backgrounds, some have engineering, some have medical, some have law. So the undergraduate backgrounds vary greatly. We also have a wide range of ages of our students. Some of our students come to us directly out of their undergrad programs. They might be 21, 22 years old. We have other students who are in their 40s or 50s who have decided to go back and pursue an additional degree for a variety of reasons. Some of our students are looking to enhance the skills they learned in their undergraduate programs. Some of our students are looking to change careers and they need new knowledge to be able to do so. We have a large percentage of more mature students balancing studying with their life commitments. Now, these students, I say more mature, I'm not talking senior citizens, although in theory they might be, but many of our students are in their 30s. And they've been working for a number of years. They bring a rich work history with them. And these students add so much to our classroom discussions. So I find it a pleasure to have these older students in class. And I think the younger students bring a lot of skills themselves in that they are more likely to question things. They're more likely to question the status quo than the mature students. So it's a really nice mixture in the classroom discussions where you get young people challenging kind of the status quo or traditional thought. And then you have older students who bring their experience to play. And the discussion that comes out between those groups is really quite nice. About two-thirds of our business school students in 2021 were over the age of 25, and some of them are well over the age of 40. So we just have a really nice mixture of students from a variety of backgrounds, variety of age groups, some with work experience, some without, and we have students from all over the world. In my most recent postgraduate module that I taught, I had students coming in from Hong Kong, from South Africa, from Barbados, from Canada. So they're coming from a wide variety of regions of the world as well. It's a really nice mix of students.
I think that's so important as well, especially for those who are looking to get into a particular sector or industry. One of the online sessions I was delivering, I remember there was a student on the online class who wanted to get into project management, and their background was engineering. And the great thing was, in my session, there were people who worked in project management roles. So this one student had the opportunity in the virtual space to network with these other fellow students and start to look at, you know, ask those questions: how do I get into project management? What experience do I need? What additional qualifications? Do you enjoy it? As people who work in that space already. So it's a real opportunity, I think, to network and build those networks and connections. And I've seen graduates who have gone away from the program and they're still working together, or they've set up businesses together. So you could really meet a range of different people, and especially those who are looking at changing their careers and moving into different sectors. You might be within a group of students who are already in that space. So really getting connected with them is fantastic. And Laurie,
point to add to that, Nav. I think that's an excellent point you make. And I think a lot of students think that if you're in an online campus, you won't build that community, that network of fellow students that you do if you're in a face-to-face environment. But that's absolutely not true. If you want to build a network, there are plenty of students interested in doing that. And we do see that over and over again, that we have developed really strong networks out of the online campus, just like we do with the face-to-face campuses.
I think that's a really good point. And also, you know this as well from your perspective. We've designed the programs to facilitate this. So it's not a chalk and talk, lots of lectures, delivery. Our students will join a session where they'll be engaging with the tutor, with the lecturer, but also with each other as well. So we're giving lots of opportunities throughout the program for students to really get to know their fellow peers and build that network. And I think that's a really important. So it's not even just we just run lots of online sessions. It's also the way we've designed the programs is to allow students to professionally develop through the course of the study. And that actually leads me really nicely onto my final question, Laurie, which is around careers. So as you've mentioned, a lot of students will come because they want to change their roles or sectors that they're in at the moment. So how else can online study here at University of Law help with pursuing or even fast-tracking careers that our students may wish to undertake or currently are at the moment?
Well, my first reaction here, Nav, is that our online program offers the exact same benefits as our on-campus courses. So we're offering highly qualified degrees, and many of our degrees are very specialized. So it will help you stand out from the crowd because of the degree you've pursued and the skill set that you're able to display. We focus every one of our workshops on building employability skills, on building the transferable skills that employers want and applying them to the real world. So you will be able to demonstrate those transferable skills that employers want when you go for job interviews. Our employability team is top-notch and really can help you to set up your CVs, your online presence, your LinkedIn profile. They can help you set up all of that to demonstrate the skills you've learned so that you're able to show that to employers. We also offer careers and employability support through the programs and after completion of your program. Our employability team is fantastic and will give you unlimited support. I think there is a limit on the number of times per week. I believe you can only have one meeting with them a week, but you could, in theory, meet with them 52 times over the course of your studies.
I think that's fantastic. And what a nice way to end the podcast is around the support we give, particularly around career development and pursuing your ideal career. Laurie, thank you so much for joining me today and taking all of these questions around online study. For those who are listening, if you have any further questions, please feel free to visit our website and do be sure to follow us on all our social media channels at ULaw. Tune in next time where you'll be listening and hearing from other presenters and those who are studying their program. Thank you all very much for joining and thank you for listening. And Laurie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Nav. It was a pleasure.
Take care.